Breakfast is on us. 102.9 Fresh FM.
Why you like this? What you put on me? I should have told you this from the start. I admit.
And that is Tellerman alongside Shekinah. Nice to see you with Whip to bring your time to exactly 15 minutes past 7 o'clock. A very good morning to you. And as we promised just a little bit earlier on, we are going to be having a conversation with my favorite girly in the whole entire world, Kirsty Watermeyer. And we're going to do a little bit of a check-in right now to just understand how the AFI Global Policy Forum is actually going in Swakopmund. And we've been having the conversations. So let's see how it's going that side. Good morning, Kirsty.
Good morning, Shekran. First of all, the feeling is mutual. You're also my favorite.
I love it for us, hey? How is how's the weather in Swakopmund? Let's start there this morning.
It has cleared up. We have the most beautiful ball of fire in the sky for a red sunrise this morning. There is a hive of activity at the Global Policy Forum today.
Yeah.
Today is really the big event, the opening ceremony, where we put Namibia on the map. We have got singers, we've got dancers, we've got drum performances, we've got videos to tell stories about how Namibians live, who we are, what matters to us. We're going to be showing the world who we are this morning.
Yeah.
And we're excited.
I'm also very excited.
Good.
So in case you missed the conversations and you're tuning in for the first time right now, highly doubt, because what other radio station would you listen to if it's not Fresh FM? Now, the AFI Global Policy Forum, it's the world's leading event on financial inclusion. Now, it's going to be bringing, or it has actually brought together, around about 700 senior financial regulators and policymakers from around the world. So, Kirsty, perhaps my first question to you right now is, how is it going so far? Is there anything that has stood out for you, even though the opening ceremony is only today?
Shekwana, it has been amazing. A lot of the people that are here are coming to Namibia for the first time. There are 64 countries, and it turns out there are closer to 1,000 people that came into Swakopmund, almost most of them for the first time, and they're loving it. They're just full of the praise for Namibians, for Namibia, and for our beautiful coastal towns. Some of them are staying in Balfour Bay, and some of them are staying in Swakopmund, because there are just so many people here. I mean, the delegates are just one arm of the people here, because there's still support crews and technical teams, and it's just, it's amazing to see this hive of activity in Swakopmund, and especially that people are having a wonderful time. I've heard people say amazing things about the different talks and how it's been so insightful and how the conversation has been really fruitful and great discussions being had. But beyond that, the thing that makes me really proud is how much everybody's loving Namibia.
Yes, yes, oh, fantastic. And you know what? I actually have to commend you and the rest of the team as well, from obviously F&B and Bank of Namibia, for actually choosing Swakopmund, or the coast that is. I think it was just the perfect location to have people come here for the first time in Namibia, hey?
Right. Well, everybody says they have to come back with their family, so that's what we want.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, exactly.
I just want to know, though, are there any major policy shifts or announcements that are yet to be made that you can foresee for the rest of the day?
We have been told a lot of big announcements are going to be made today, during the course of the day. So we're going to have to check in tomorrow, and I'll let you know.
Oh, okay, fantastic. And also, I think the most important question that I can ask you, Kirsty, because we are all so locked in with this conference, right? Where exactly can we watch it? Where can we keep up with it? Are you guys streaming anywhere at all?
Yes. And the opening ceremonies there will be streamed. So there are three different platforms you can watch on. You can watch on the AFI's website, YouTube channels. You can watch on the Bank of Namibia. They will be streaming on their website and on their YouTube channel.
Fantastic.
And NBC is also in the room, going to be doing a stream as well of the whole event.
Oh, fantastic. So from F&B side, please.
Yeah,
but from F&B side, what are you most excited about, just from the F&B side of things?
You know, what's been really great is that we have a lot of wonderful stories to tell when it comes to financial inclusion. As I've been saying from the start of our conversation about this point, about this policy forum, is that Africa is not asking for inclusion, we're leading with it. A lot of it's happened out of necessity. The innovation that is here on this continent, the innovation that exists here in Namibia, is something to be proud of. And what we're doing now is showcasing how we do it and how it works for us. And hopefully there'll be countries that will take some ideas from what they see here.
And obviously, I can just imagine being in a space like that, there's a lot that you and your team can take away as well. And I think the one thing that I'm excited about is how you will just execute that into our market. Hey, I'm very excited, Kirsty. But congratulations for all the hard work that you and your team put in.
You.
We'll do a little bit of a check-in tomorrow as well to understand how the opening ceremony went, and also just any collaborations or any major announcements that happened. So all the best for today. We'll be locked on our social media platforms, and we'll just, you know, the FOMO will catch us.
Wonderful. And we'll keep you plugged in.
All right. Fantastic. Thank you so much. You too. And that is the voice of Kirsty Watermeyer. She's the communications manager for First National Bank in Namibia. And man, we've been having the conversations. The AFI Global Policy Forum is officially underway in Swakopmund. And tomorrow we're going to just understand as to the connections that were made, collaborations, major announcements and so forth right here on Namibia's Heart and Soul.
Breakfast is on us. 102.9 Fresh FM.